We are in the middle of paragraph Dalid. We're up to where Rabbeinu Zal begins with the words, Val Shem Ze Nikra Bris Zoyar Horokia. But let's go back for three, four minutes just to review what concepts we've spoken about so far in the Torah. Rabbeinu Zal started off speaking about Dibur, and that the only Dibur that really counts is if the Dibur is accepted by people. And in order for it to be accepted, it needs Toiv in it. And Rabbeinu Zal said, how do you put Toiv into the Dibur? By taking the Dibur from Das. And then he said, in order to elevate your Das and really activate the Das, the way we do it is by praising Tzadikim. And Rabbeinu Zal said, even the Malachim, when they want to generate real Dibur, Dibur that should be heard, they praise Hashem, who is the Tzadikoi Sheloilam. Then Rabbeinu Zal got into a discussion about clothing, white garments, which means pure, clean. And he said that Tikkun HaDibur, when a person is zeichet to Tikkun HaDibur, that will help the person have white garments. And he went on to a discussion about a person guarding, being protective of the garments, that they shouldn't be soiled, they shouldn't have certain kinds of stains on them. The Gemara says a Talmud Chacham who has a certain kind of stain on his clothing is chayev misa bidei shamayim. And Rabbeinu Zal said the higher madrega, the more careful a person has to be about the garments, because the garments judge the person. We spoke about that quite a bit. Then we spoke about the Shifcha Bisha, which is the Malchus of the Sitrachra, which is referred to as a maidservant. And we spoke about the concept of the Shifcha Bisha representing bad times. We quoted from Koheles the concept of good times and bad times, the concept of Dam Nida, when a woman has a bad time, in a sense, when she sees this blood, this tamei blood. And Rabbeinu Zal said that Rishoim cause a separation, just like a nida is separated from her husband, Rishoim, through their sins, cause a separation between Hashem and the Shechina. We spoke about the 365 tendons, Gidin, through which the blood flows. And according to how careful a person is not to violate any of the 365 loisases of the Torah, that will determine the flow of blood and the purity of the blood that's flowing through these 365 tendons. And we said also that we're looking to change the blood, the red, to white. Just like when the Gemara speaks about forgiveness for sins, it represents it as the concept of changing red into white. So to here, we're trying to draw whiteness into the Gidin. Just like when a woman gives birth, during pregnancy, she's going through a state of Midas Hadin, and there's a gathering of the blood. When she gives birth, we said then there's the red turns to white, Dam Nekar V'Nasecholo, which represents this Hamtoka Sadinin. And we quoted a pasuk that says, Bechol eis yihyu begodecho levonim, that a person should see to it that at all times your clothing should be white. And Rabbeinu Zal said begodecho also means begidecho, your tendons. Begodecho, the garments, the tendons, which correspond to the 365 tendons, correspond to the 365 loisases. Then what Rabbeinu Zal went on to say, that in order to correct all 365 tendons, you know, which correspond to the 365 loisases in detail, just about impossible. Therefore, a person needs tikkun hakloli, which is tikkun abris. And Rabbeinu Zal quoted a pasuk, vayaged lochem esbrisoi, which is that Hashem told you about his bris. The word vayaged is also miloshin gidin, that when a person corrects the bris, he automatically, which is referred to as klolius hagidin, that represents all, the entire body. When a person corrects that, automatically he's correcting all 365 gidin. And this is pretty much where we're up to right now. We mentioned that the name of Hashem that's associated with bris is the name Shakai. The pasuk says, Kel Shakai Prey Urevei, that Pru Urevu is associated with Shakai. And Shakai also means Shodi, to shoot, because the man shoots the Zera, It's referred to as shooting it like an arrow. That's the expression the Gemara uses. And Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person, through Tikkun HaBris, a person shoots this whiteness into the Zera, is referred to as whiteness, into all the different Gidin, into all the different places where, which are narrow, which are tight, where a person needs to send this whiteness to purify, to change the red into white, to change the Tumah into purity. Now let's continue from where we left off, in middle of paragraph Dalid, about 10 lines into paragraph Dalid. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'al shem zeh, and based on what we're discussing here about the bris being representative of all the Gidin, and when a person purifies the bris, he's purifying all of them, and this concept of the whiteness replacing the red, which represents impurity, dam nida, V'al shem zeh nikra bris zoyar horokia. It's for this reason that the Zohar HaKadosh refers to bris as the brightness of the sky. Zoyar horokia, ki koidem hatikun. Now, we've mentioned this before in the past in different Torahs and Likutimam, that rokia is used as a nickname for the sphere of yesoid and bris in Sifrei Kabbalah. The word rokia is the letters ikar, and ikar is another word for yesoid. When we say the main thing, the foundation, is called the ikar, which is the letters rokia. And the Rokia, the sky, the seven heavens, are used to represent this concept of the sphere of Yesoid, which is Tikkun HaBris. So now Rabbeinu Zal tells us that in the Zohar HaKadosh it refers to Bris as Zoyar HaRokia. Why? Ki koidem atikun, because before a person perfects the Bris, Azai HaRokia hu bebechinas yegalu shomayim avoinoi. At that point, the Rokia is revealing, it's broadcasting the person's Averois. There's a pasuk, Yigalu Shomayim Avoinoi, that the Shomayim reveals his sin. His sins like are written, like a skywriter writing in the sky. And again, Shomayim, the seven heavens, Shomayim is used to refer to Zeranpin, which represents the six or seven spheroids of Zeranpin. V'achar HaTikun. However, after a person is zoiche to perfect the Tikkun HaBris, azai mazhir umetaher es horokia, then he brightens and purifies the sky. Bibchinas, just as the Gemara uses the terminology that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur would take the soyer lazozel, and he would tie a red thread to the soyer and to a rack. And that was called loshoin shel zuhuris, a strap that was red-colored, which would whiten when the Kohen Gadol achieved a forgiveness of all of our Averos. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Bebechinas loshen shel zuhuris, shehu malbin avoinoseim shel shesa lavin. That red strap, which as a result of the avoid of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it whitens the Averos of the 365 Gidin, which again represent the redness, Umashpia lavnunis b'shisa gidin, and it sends whiteness into these 365 gidin. Bebechinas, as the pasuk which we quoted earlier, bechol eis yiyu begodecho levonim. The pasuk says at all times your clothing should be white. Let your clothing be white. So again here, Rabbeinu Zal is drawing the similarity between the white garments, which the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur when he wants to achieve the highest degree of holiness, the white garments, which, and the kittel, for example, the white garments that we wear on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, representing purification, purification from all Averos, from all 365 lavin, especially, and the word, the fact that the word beged, begodim, are clothing, and begidin are these tendons, the 365 tendons in the body, which correspond to the 365 lavin. So both of these are affected exactly the same way. We purify the clothing, we remove the red stains from our clothing and whiten them, we remove the redness that represents tumah from the gidin, and we replace it with lavnunis, with whiteness. Now Rabbeinu Zal continues, Kikol halavnunis nimshach min amoyach. We know that all whiteness originates from the brain. Bechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh quotes the pasuk, v'noizlin min levonoin, flowing from Lebanon. That's the literal translation. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, min libuna demoicha, levonoin is lavon, that from the white matter of the brain, from the whiteness of the brain, flows whiteness that purifies any redness, any aveirois, any stains. Val yedei tikun klolius hagidin, and when a person is zoicha to be mesaken all of his gidin, all 365 gidin, which we said before is through tikun abris especially, nisroimeim hamoichin, he elevates the moichin, the brain. There's a famous quote in the Zohar HaKadosh where the Zohar HaKadosh says, Siluka di Yesoida ad Abba ve'ima. The elevation of the sphere of Yesoid, when the bris is elevated, when it gets its tikkun, it reaches up to Abba and Ima, which are Chochma and Bina. Meaning that the brain of a person is affected especially by the tikkun abris. If a person has tikkun abris, their brain is holy and thinking clearly and correctly and positively. If a person messes up in the bris, then the brain is scrambled, chas v'shalom. Then the brain does not think clearly and does not make positive, constructive decisions. So Rabbein Azal says here, continuing, v'yidei tikkun klolius hagidin, by correcting the totality of the gidin, Nisroimeim hamoichin, the moichin is elevated. Bibichinas, kanesher yo'ir kinoi. We quoted this pasuk in the beginning of the chapter in Likut Imran, if you recall. There we were speaking about telling stories of tzaddikim. We said that that elevates the moichin, the das. We said that nesher, the Zohar HaKadosh says nesher is ruach, and ruach is synonymous with the tzaddik. The tzaddik is called Ish Asher Ruach Boi. And we said that by speaking about the tzaddik, Yo'ir Kinoi, that awakens the moichin. Kinoi means a nest, a bird's nest. Kinoi is also merames for the moichin, the seichel. Because we mentioned the pasuk in Mishlei, Kenei Chochma, Kenei Bina. Acquire Chochma, acquire Bina. Now, Rabbein Azal uses this same pasuk a little bit differently. He's not talking now about telling stories of tzaddikim. Now he's talking about tikkun abris. Kanesher nishra darucha. The eagle, the bird here, represents ruach. Shehu klolius hagidin, which represents the bris kodesh, which is called a composite of all the gidin. Why? Bechinas, because we know the Torah says that when Yehoshua sent spies to Eretz Yisrael to check out the land, so these spies came to Rachav. They came to a woman who was called Rachav. And the Navi tells us that she was a very popular Zayna at the time. And the Pasuk says that she related to them that people are not coming to her anymore because they're in terror. The people, the nations of that were living, the Goyish nations that were living in Eretz Yisrael, had heard that the Jews are coming. And they were terrified. And because of this fear, they lost their gevuras gever. They lost their ability to associate with a woman. So she said, V'loi kama oid ruach be'ish. The men no longer have the ruach, the spirit of life. They no longer have the ability to produce zera. So we see that ruach in this context refers to bris. V'loi kama oid ruach means that there'll no longer be chilul habris. So when there is not this chilul habris, when there's tikkun habris, yo'ir kinoi, shehu ma'orer, that awakens k'nei chochma k'nei bina. That awakens the moichin, the seichel, mibechinas shena, from being asleep. Yor means to wake up. When a person's brain is not working, their brain is brain dead, or sleep, which is referred to as a 60th of death. So here the Torah, the Rabbeinu Zal is telling us that to the degree of the tikkun abris that a person has, this will awaken, this will elevate the moichin. It'll give him that das, which again leads to Shleimus Hadibur. because we said that when the Moichin are working properly and feeding Das into a person's Dibur, then his Dibur is a Dibur, which is Niskabel, which people will listen to. Now Rabbeinu Zal continues on that Pasuk. The Pasuk begins with the words, Kanesher Yo'ir Kinoi, and then the Pasuk says, Al Goizolov Yerachev, like the eagle, like the Nesher, Yo'ir Kinoi, arousing the chicks in its nest, Al Goizolov Yerachev, the eagle hovers over its young, over its Goizolim, the young in the nest, and protects them. Rabbeinu Zal says, Shehu Merachev Umegain Al Hamoichin. This power of Tikkun HaBris, this whiteness, it hovers over and protects the person's brain, the person's seichel, shehoyu mitchila nigzolin, which originally that person's brain had been robbed. He had been robbed of his brain by the fact that his brain was defective. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, goizel ove ve'imoy. There's a concept of stealing from his father and mother. We know the Gemara makes a statement. The Gemara says, Kol ha'oichel b'loi brocha, ki'ilu goizel me'ove ve'imoy. That if a Jew eats without making a bracha on food, it's as if he's stealing from his father and mother, from his parents, because the food belongs to Hashem. Lashem horatzim loyoy. Hashem does not give a person permission to partake of it unless you make a bracha. When you make a bracha, you're acknowledging your father and mother. It's brought that every bracha begins with the words Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. The first letters of Baruch Ato Hashem spell the word Ovi, Elokeinu Melech Olam spell the word Ima. When a person's making a bracha, he's acknowledging that just like a person doesn't come into the world by himself, he's brought into the world by his parents. And he has to acknowledge that, you know, and show recognition of that. So too, a Jew in this world who partakes from this world has to acknowledge that everything we have comes from Hashem, Abba V'Ima. Now we know that Abba V'Ima are used also to refer to the Moichin, the Seichel. And when a person commits sins, especially Pigam HaBris, it causes the brain to be defective. It causes the person to lose his mind. His mind is robbed, stolen. When a person has Tikkun HaBris, that's Yo'ir Kinoi. That awakens the brain from its sleep. That activates the brain and brings it to its Shlemus. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, Al Goizolov Yerachev. Yes.
So he's saying, Ima is Aleph Mem Aleph.
Ima in Hebrew is spelled Aleph Mem He. We're not in Aramaic. It's
You follow?
That's one version I saw, and I saw also that you have Hashem's name, and you have Yud Kei Vav Kei. On the right, you have Baruch Ato, which is Aleph Av, and on the left, you have Elokeinu Melech, which is Aim. Av and Aim. You follow? So that every bracha is showing recognition that this food didn't come into the world by itself. It has parents. It was created by Hashem, who is the Abba and Ima. Hashem says, if you eat without a bracha, ke'ilu goizel me'ove v'imoy. So again, Hashem is referred to as father and mother. And Kabbalistically, al pi Kabbalah, Chochma and Bina, the Moichin, are called Abba and Ima. Back inside, al goizol of Yerachev, shumerachev u'megen al ha-Moichin, shehoyu mitchila nigzolin. This Tikkun HaBris protects the Moichin, which originally had been robbed, had been damaged. Bibichinas Goizel Ove V'Imoy. We see that term used in the Navi of Goizel Ove V'Imoy. Heim HaMoichin. And Ove V'Imoy are the Moichin, the Seichel. Sheheim Av B'Chochma Ve'Eim Labina. That's the terminology that's used. V'ze Bichinas. And this is also tied into what the Gemara says in Brachas. The Gemara says that we can identify the different sections of the night, that in one section of the night, dogs are barking. In another section, donkeys are braying. And in the third section of the night, in the early morning hours, tinoik yoinek mishteimoi. That's when the babies are starting to nurse from their mothers. Rabbeinu Zal quotes this line in the Gemara, tinoik yoinek mishteimoi, and he's going to connect it to what we're learning here. Tinoik yoinek mishteimoi, tinoik hainu hamoichin de katnus. The word tinoik, We said that when a person's brain is solid, when it's functioning strong and well, then the brain, the Chachma and Bina, are referred to as father and mother. When the person's brain is in a state of katnus, when a person's brain is not functioning properly really, it's very small, very weak, then it's referred to, the brain is referred to as a tinoik, a baby. So tinoik represents the state of moichin de katnus, shehu yoinek v'nigdal mi katnusoi al yidei tikkun hakloli. And we just explained that how do you elevate the moyach when the moyach is asleep or damaged or defective or stolen? How do you correct it? Through tikkun habris, which is that whiteness, remember? So now Rabbi Nazal says, when the person is in a state of moichin de katnus, through tikkun hakloli, shehu shodei v'yoyrei kecheitz. We said that when a person's bris is defective, then the zera is not flowing properly, the zera is damaged. When a person is strong and healthy, begashmius and beruchnius, then the zera shoots like an arrow. That's this term, tinoik yoinek mishidei. Shidei means the breasts from which a baby nurses. Shidei also refers to here shodi, the zera shooting properly. That when the person has tikkun habris, then tinoik yoinek, then the moichin de katnus receives what it needs to be elevated. The person's brain gets elevated to its full strength. Again, he's emphasizing the direct connection between tikkun habris and seichel dikdusha, moichin seichel. We know, of course, that tikkun habris begins in thought, pure thoughts versus impure thoughts, which lead to chas v'shalom, zera levatola, or other forms of pigam habris. So there's a very strong connection between the brain and the midah of yesoid. Like we mentioned before, siluka di yesoido ad abba v'ima. That the Zohar Kodesh says, the elevation of yesoid is that it reaches up to abba and ima, which is chachma and bina. And here Rabbi Nazal strengthening that by showing again the brain, the white matter of the brain, which is tied into the zera, which is also that white zera. When there's impurity, then the white becomes red. Dam nida, we speak about the redness of the blood. When there's purity, the red is converted to whiteness, both in tikkun habris, the shleimus of the bris, and also the brain, the source of this whiteness. As we said before, v'noizlim min levonoin, that the whiteness originates from and flows from levonoin mi libuna demoicha. By the way, the word levonoin that we quoted earlier, the Sifrei Kabbalah tells that levonoin represents chachma and bina, because the word levonoin is two parts. Lamed beis, we know that there are 32 paths of chachma. The Sefer Yetzirah begins with the words Lamed Beis Nesivos HaChachma, which are represented by the Torah, which begins with a Beis and ends with a Lamed. And then you have Nun, Nun Vav Nun. Levonoin is Lamed Beis Nun. Nun is the 50 Nun Shari Bina. So the word Levonoin, the Gemara says, represents the Beis HaMikdosh, which is the source of Seichel of Klal Yisrael. That's where you had the Sanhedrin Agdoila, Ki Mitzion Teitze Soira. The Beis HaMikdosh is called in the Gemara Levonoin, Hara Levonoin. And again, it's this combination of Chochma and Bina, and it's also Libun, whiteness, that the brain is going to be defined by the manner that a person maintains his whiteness, by not violating any of the 365 loisa says. And we said the correction, the tikkun of that, is through tikkun habris, which expands and covers all 365 gidin. This is not simple, and again, you're hearing some of the terms, you hear it for the first time, the psukim, it takes a little time to digest it. But again, I hope if you're listening, and certainly if you look inside and if you review, you'll see everything does fit very, very well. Let's continue. Now he's going to make a very important statement. V'ze ikor hiskarvus Yisrael lavim shabashmayim. This is the most important, the main thing that defines the closeness of Klal Yisrael to Hashem, is defined by this, tikkun habris, the purity in the behavior, you know, between men and women. Hainu al yidei tikkun habris, Al yidei ze ikara ha-hiskarvus shel Yisroel avi mishkibah shamayim. That's what affects the most. That's the primary thing that defines the closeness of Klal Yisrael to Hashem. We know, for example, when it came to Hashem giving the Torah to the Yidden on Bnei Yisrael, what was the preparation? What did they have to do in preparation? Separate from their wives for 3 days. That's the preparation. You know, it's purity in Tikkun HaBris. That's what's going to define, most importantly, a person's ability to connect with Hashem, and especially to receive the Seichel from Hashem. You know, to receive Chochma Bina Das. Mesechta Soita, when it speaks about Kisiste Ishtoi, if a person's wife, you know, will go off the Dera, and the Gemara says, Sister, Ruach Shtus. That another word for sin is Ruach Shtus. And especially this sin, specifically, Pegam HaBris, is referred to as Ruach Shtus. So again, Tikkun HaBris is Shleimus HaSeichel, Shleimus HaMoichin. And that's our main connection to Hashem. Our main connection to Hashem is through our is the Seichel. Now Rabbi Nassau is going to show this from another Pasuk, Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, in preparation for receiving the Torah on Har Sinai, Hashem says there, Vo'eso eschem al kanfei neshorim, vo'evi eschem eloi. I'll lift you up on the wings of eagles, and I'll bring you close to me. Nishra, the eagle in this context, ze tikkun hakloli. We said before, represents Tikkun HaKloli. The Nesher was Ruach, remember? And Ruach is Tikkun HaBris. V'loi kama oid Ruach bo'ish. We quoted that pasuk, and we quoted the pasuk which says that the Tzaddik is called Ish Asher Ruach Boi. Ruach here represents Ruach, the Ruach of Kedusha, the Tikkun HaBris. So the Nesher, which is Ruach, ze Tikkun HaKloli. Shehu bechinas vayaged lochemes brisoi. The pasuk we quoted earlier, that the bris is what's misakein all of the gidin, the 365 gidin. Hainu tikkun HaBris, ayde ze daiko v'ovi eschem eloi. Through that, Hashem says, I will bring you close to me. Sheniskar v'elov yisporach. That's what brought the Jews close to Hashem. Ki ikra ha-hiskarvus la-shem yisborach, hu al-yidei tikkun HaBris. The most important thing that defines closeness to Hashem is this area. The Zohar HaKadosh says, man tzaddik, man denotar bris. Who is called tzaddik? A person who is shomer HaBris. And we mentioned before that the word bris is taryag. The word bris with the kollel is taryag, to show that this is all 613 mitzvahs rolled into one. And this is the koyach of the entire body, the bris. When a person is using the bris, they're using an energy that starts from the top, from top to bottom, that covers the entire body from head to toe. Now Rabbi Nazal continues, paragraph Hey, Ubaze tolui parnoso beli toirach. And on this is dependent earning a livelihood without struggle, without suffering. Shehu bechinas lechem in hashamayim. When a person is getting their parnosa easily, direct from Hashem, that's called lechem in hashamayim, like the mon in the midbar. Hainu, al yedei tikkun hakloli, shehu tikkun HaBris. Through that, a person is zoicha to receive their parnasa direct from heaven. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, derech hanesher bashamayim. The path of the eagle is in shamayim. Again, we said before, the eagle represents tikkun HaBris, ruach. The eagle was the ruach. When a person has the nesher, then they're plugged into shamayim. They don't have to get their parnasa on earth. They don't have to deal with earthlings. They get their parnasa where it's more obvious that it's being sent from heaven. It's heavenly. Without going through the incredible struggles and difficulties that some people are going through, you know, to earn a livelihood in an earthly manner. V'zeh, and this will also explain why the Torah describes the mon as white zera. V'zeh v'hamon kizra gadhu. The mon was like the seed of God. God is coriander on one hand, but at the same time, the Zohar Kodesh says, Zera Gad do tipa chivrta. This refers to the white droplet. This refers to the Zera of the person. Hainu bechinas venoizlin min levonoim. This again is referring to that seed that originates in the white matter of the brain. We said that the Zohar Kodesh tells us that the Zera of a person, when a person has relations, originates in the brain. That's why the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch say a person should try to be careful about their thoughts when a person is with their wife, because the thoughts define, the zera originates from the brain, from the thought. That's what's going to define if a person, chas v'shalom, has certain bad thoughts at that time, then chas v'shalom, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch say the child that's born from that will be defective. Physically defective, spiritually defective, chas v'shalom. Haynu b'chinas v'noizlin melevonoin, shezeo b'chinas tikkun habris, shebozeh toloi parnosa b'li toirach. That's what will help a person be able to get their parnosa, to earn their livelihood, more easily, without the terrible struggles and difficulties. Shehu b'chinas mon. When a person is getting their parnosa easily, that's compared to mon, bechinas lechem in hashamayim, which was called bread from heaven. And now Rabbi Nizal explains a little more clearly. Ki parnosa shehu betirchu bekveidus, because when earning a livelihood is coming difficult and through struggle, hu machmas sheloi tikein tikein akloli shehu tikein abris. One of the main reasons that would cause that is the fact that the person did not perfect Tikkun HaKloli, which is Tikkun HaBris. We're in middle of Torah Chof Tes in Likut Imran. We're in middle of paragraph Hey in Torah Chof Tes. Ki parnoso shi betircho b'kvei, this is because the person was not besagging Tikkun HaKloli. Why? Where do we see that? Listen to this. We know the Gemara and the Zohar HaKodesh tell us, Kiman dezorak pirurin denahamo, anius rodaf abasrei. The Gemara says this, and the Zohar HaKodesh says this, that a person who throws breadcrumbs, a person who is not careful even about breadcrumbs, not just bread, but even crumbs, to be careful not to throw it on the floor where people are going to step on it, chas v'shalom. The Gemara says, if you're not careful with breadcrumbs, then poverty will chase you, chas v'shalom. Anius rodaf abasrei. So the Zohar Kodesh says, listen to this, buddy. If not being careful about breadcrumbs causes poverty, imagine who a person who is not careful about the crumbs of the brain, the pirurin, the moicha, which means, again, the seed, the zera, which comes from the brain. A person, chas v'shalom, who wastes that zera, for sure, chas v'shalom, they'll be poor. You know, they'll get poverty, chas v'shalom. The Zohar HaKadosh connects these two. And this is also what's hinted to in a pasuk in the Chumash, where the pasuk, I believe this is this week's parasha, Parsha Tzav, or maybe Shmini, where the Torah says, lo yisoichlu al hadam, don't eat on blood. And the Gemara learns that many different halachas from that pasuk. So Rabbi Nizal says, by a person causing the Shechina to bleed, by a person causing this dam nida through pigama bris, through that, bechinas dam nida, bechinas ir hadomim, we quoted a pasuk earlier, where the Shechina is referred to as a city of blood, bechinas, and as the pasuk says, madua odoim lilvusheich, why are your garments red, you know, bloody? Bibechinas shenimtza revav al begodov. As the Gemara said, a Talmud Chacham who has a certain kind of stain on his clothing, haynu al yidei pigama bris. Rabbi Nizal quoted like four or five psukim to emphasize that pigama bris is referred to as blood, red, stain. All of those terms represent pigam abris. Shu b'chinas pigam kloli esagidin, which we said pigam abris, is a pigam in all 365 tendons. Shezel b'chinas pigam habegodim, that's a pigam in the clothing, in the garments. That's the stain on the garments. Al yidei zeh loy soichlu, that will cause that you will not eat. You won't have what to eat, chas v'shalom. Hainu parnosa b'toirach, meaning that this will directly affect the struggles and the difficulties and the obstacles in earning a livelihood. So Rabbi Nizal is telling us here that one of the most important things that can help a person be zoiche to parnosa b'nokel, that the livelihood should come more easily, more obviously direct from Hashem, not having to be a servant to other servants, like that kind of thing. One of the major things that affects that is Tikkun HaBris. Questions?
Is there also a correlation between God or 65 the solar calendar?
Yes. The number 365 is used to represent a shlemus. It represents the entire body, even though in the body there are two parts. There's the 365 tendons and there's the ramach evarim, the 248 organs. But in a sense, the 365 gidin span the entire body. They're distributed over the entire body. So too the year. We know that there's oilam, shana, and nefesh. There's time and space and living beings. And there's a correspondence between all of them. So just like in the body, there's a 365, so too in time, there's the 365 days of the year. Definitely. Back inside, at one point in the Torah earlier, we spoke about times, good times and bad times. We quoted in Koheles, there's a time to cry, a time to laugh. And again, we mentioned that in the relationship between a husband and wife, there's a time of union, there's a time of separation. When there's purity, there's yichud, there's union. When there's tumah, when there's impurity, it causes separation. And again, when we act in an impure way, chas v'shalom, we cause a separation between Hashem and the Shechina. So there are times when there's a yichud, just like the Gemara says, that the kruvim in the Beis HaMikdash, the kruvim that were on top of the Aron, when the Yidden fulfill the Ratzon of Hashem, then the Kruvim faced each other. When we didn't do the Ratzon of Hashem, the Kruvim turned away from each other, signifying Pirud and Yichud, you know, this concept. So again, earlier, we touched on the topic of times. The Pasuk, Bechol Eis Yihyu Begodechu Leveinim. At all times, your garments should be clean, should be white. We quoted that pasuk earlier, and we quote other things related to time. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to reconnect that stronger. V'zeh, and this is why right near that pasuk where it says Lo yisoichlu al hadam, it also says Lo yisenachashu v'lo yisoeinenu. I believe this is in Parshas Kedoshim, Achrei Mois or Kedoshim. Sheheim goyrmim, this blood, this pigama bris, causes Shehem Gormin Bechinas Nochosh Mashich Lo Legabor. When there's this impurity, when there's this redness, it attracts the snake. The snake is drawn to it. That's number one. That's Loi Senachashu. Veloi Se'oinenu. Oino means time in Hebrew also. The Gormin Shlitas Hashif Chabisha. And again, when there's Pegamabris, we cause the evil maidservant to rule. Instead of the Shechina, instead of the woman of valor, instead of the Eishes Chayil, instead of Sarah, she's replaced with Hagar, the maidservant, who's called the Shifcha Bisha. Shehi Eisra. This evil maidservant is also referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as bad times, the bad times. And again, that's a term that we use to refer to the time of the separation between the husband and wife. That's the bechina of this Esra, when there's this dam nida that causes din, that causes tumah, that causes pirud, separation. V'zeh loy senachashu, sheloy likroim chas v'shalom, nochosh moshech lo legabo kanal. This means that we should be careful not to commit sins, not to violate those 365 lavin, not to do pegam abris, which causes the snake to be drawn to the kedu, to draw from the kedusha chas v'shalom. Veloy sa'inenu shehu loshein eis va'oina. Hainu sheloy ligroim chas v'shalom shlitas ho eis ro shelachov chesitim. That as a result of our veros, we shouldn't cause bad times to take over. When a person's chas v'shalom is having difficulty in parnasa, what they call, I'm going through a we're going through bad times right now. This term bad times refers to, number one, struggle in parnasa, or bichlal, when there are gzeirois rois, when Klal Yisrael is going through any type of bad times. V'zeh shebikesh Yaakov, and now Rabbi Nizal connects a few of the different pieces here. And this is why when Yaakov Avinu had his vision of the ladder leading up to Shemayim and the Malachim going up and down, so it says afterwards, he made a Mizbeach, and he made a deal with Hashem. He said to Hashem, if you will be with me, v'nosan li lechem lechol u'beged l'boish, and you'll give me food to eat and clothing to wear. Rabbi Nizal says, note that he put those two things together. Ki ze tolui boze, because these two are dependent on each other. The food to eat, they're earning a livelihood. Ki parnosa tolui bebechinas begodim levonim. Parnosa is dependent on the clothing, on the white garments. V'zehu, and this is why there's another pasuk in Yeshaya, where the pasuk says, lechoy lesava, to eat, to satiation, to satisfaction, to be fully satisfied, v'lemechase atik, and to be covered with majestic clothing. Again, there's a direct correlation between these two. To the degree that a person is keeping his garments clean, no stains, no pegam abris, to that degree he's going to be zoche to parnosa b'li toirach, to have good, healthy parnosa. The Yaakov. Now, Yaakov Avinu, we mentioned this in the past, we spoke about the fact that Yosef HaTzadik represents tikkun abris, and that Yaakov Avinu also represents tikkun abris, because Yaakov and Yosef are like one. They're both represented by the Vav of Yudke Vavke. The Aleph is Avram Avinu, the Hey is Yitzchak, the Vav is Yaakov and Yosef. And the last Hey represents Dovr HaMelech, the four legs of the throne of Hashem. And we know that Avram Avinu had some bad seed. He had Yishmael. Yitzchak Avinu had some bad seed, Esav. Yaakov Avinu is called Mito Shlema. His bed was whole, complete, no bad seed. All of his seed was pure, as we're going to see soon even more so. V'Yaakov, Shehimshich Lavnunis, Yaakov Avinu, who was zoichet to draw this whiteness, this purity, bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Machsoif Halovon, a white layer. If you recall, when Yaakov Avinu was sorting out which sheep should belong to him and which goes to Lavan, so Yaakov Avinu took wood from a tree and he peeled off the bark to make it white, and the sheep would look at this while they were mating, etc. But again, the Pasuk uses this term there, this Machsoif HaLavan, this white layer. How was Yaakov Avinu zeichet to this white layer? Al Yedei Tikkun HaKloli, by the fact that Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to achieve 100% purity in bris. K'may Shekosuv, as we find, Yaakov Avinu said about his first son Reuven, Reishis Oini, the first of my zera, the first of my manhood. Even though Yaakov Avinu was 84 years old when he got married, he said, Reishis Oini, this is the first of my seed. So because Yaakov Avinu was zeichet to this whiteness, Ne'amar boy, it says about Yaakov Avinu that he is Yoishev Oiholim, that he sits in the tents. He lives in the tent. The word Oihel is another word for Shomayim. The heavens are compared to a tent. K'may Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Vayimtechem ko'oihel losheves. Hashem spread out the heavens like a tent to dwell in. Hainu b'chinas, this goes back to what we said before, Derech HaNesher Bashamayim, that the Nesher, the eagle, who represents the Ruach, who represents Tikkun HaBris, Derech HaNesher Bashamayim. The eagle is connected with Shamayim, Lechem in Hashamayim, Parnasa from heaven, without struggle. Bechinas Zoyar HaRakia. This is the brightness, the bright light of the Rakia. Bechinas Loshin Shel Zohoris. This is the thread, that cloth that shined with whiteness when the Kohen Gadol achieved a complete forgiveness for all the sins of the Yidden. Shemal ben Avonoseim, which represents the whitening of all the sins of Klal Yisrael. V'hadomim shel shesagidin, and the whitening of the blood, the redness of the 365 Gidin. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says clearly, when Hashem speaks about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and about forgiving us for sins, Hashem says, Im ya'adimu katoila, though you will be red, like crimson, katzemer yiyu, I'll whiten you, you'll become white like wool. So we see again that the redness and the whiteness are the difference between impurity and purity, tumah and tahara. Paragraph Vav, V'chol zman shelo tiken tikkun haklali, so long as there is not tikkun habris in Klal Yisrael, so long as we don't have a certain major level of purity, v'hashchina hi bebechinas madua odoim lovushecha, and therefore the Shechina is in a state of why is your clothing red, bechinas dam nida, azai hadibor osur, then speech is forbidden. We're not allowed to talk. When there's pegam habris, you're not allowed to talk. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ne'elamti dumia, which means I became mute with silence. It's a double lashon. Rabbeinu Zal says that the muteness, the ne'elamti, is caused through the red, the blood, the pegam habris. Shemeelu hadomim nase bechinas dumia. From this blood that represents pegam habris, damnida, through this we became silent. Ki ikar hadibur toli betikkun hakloli. Because the whole concept of proper speech is dependent on Tikkun HaKloli, Shehu Bechinas Vayaged Lochem Es Brisoi. As it says, he announced to you his bris. Vayaged, the Haggadah. Haggadah is all about speaking, talking. The Dibur is dependent on the bris. Now we know that usually Dibur is Malchus. We said this many times, that Dabor Echod Lador, one ruler to a generation. The Dibur is referred to as Malchus. It's Hashem's name, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that's used related to speech. Hashem Sefosai Tiftoch, Hashem open my lips. And Malchus is most directly connected to Yesoid. Yesoid is Tikkun HaBris. When there's Tikkun HaBris, then there's Malchus, then there's speech. When there's Pegam HaBris, then there's no Malchus, there's no Dibur. V'zeh Bechinas, and this is what it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Bosar de Shochiv Rabbi Shimon, that after Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, Hava Omar Chad L'Chavrei, one rabbi would say to his friend, Al Titein Es Picho Lachti Es Besorcho, don't let your mouth cause your flesh to sin. Meaning, be quiet. Ki Rabbi Shimon Hoyo Keshes Habris, because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the symbol of super Tikkun HaBris. There's a Gemara where the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal met Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And he asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, during your time, was the rainbow seen? Because if the rainbow was seen, then you're not really such a big tzaddik. Whereas during my time, there was no rainbow. We know that Hashem said that the Mabul, the flood, one of the main reasons for the flood was ki hishchis kol bosor es darko yeloretz. Hashchosas habris, that animals mated with different animals and with humans, all kind insanity, super pigam habris, ki hishchis kol bosor es darkei haaretz, that caused the mabul. And Hashem said, if the world ever gets to that state again, I'll put a rainbow in the sky to show that were it not for the promise I made that there wouldn't be a mabul anymore, I would make a mabul right now. So the rainbow is called keshes habris. If a person sees a rainbow, the bracha we make is Zoicher HaBris. So the one of the ways that we show the greatness of a tzaddik is that during his lifetime, the rainbow was not seen. So the Zohar Kodesh says, Rabbi Shimon was the Keshes HaBris, Bechinas Vayag Lames Brisa, and Ukloli Sagidin. And when there's no Tikkun HaKloli, Ukashen Tikkun HaKloli, Azai Hadibur Osur, then the speech is forbidden. Bebechinas Ne'elamti Dumia, I'm silent, I was silenced because of this dam. Bechinas Al Titein Espicha, don't allow your mouth to reflect the hate in your flesh. And a person who speaks when there's no tikkun akloli, who oivra loiselech rochil biamecha, he's violating the commandment of gossiping, you know, revealing secrets in an improper way. Avol beyoymai de Rabbi Shimon, whereas during the when Rabbi Shimon was alive, hava omar chad lechavrei, each rabbi would say to his friend, psach picha, open your mouth, speak. Ki kesheyesh tikkun akloli shu keshes habris, because when there is tikkun akloli, which represents the bow of the bris, remember keshes means rainbow, and keshes also means bow, just like the bris shoots the zera like a keshes that shoots the seed like an arrow. So when there is tikkun akloli, azai hadibur mutter, ki hadamim kvar nistaknu, because the blood has already been corrected, bebechinas dam nekar v'nasa cholov, the blood was converted to milk, to whiteness, bebechinas bechol eis yu begodecha levonim, that your garments will always be white. This is why the pasuk says, leman yizamercha kovoid v'loyidoin, so that it'll sing to your honor and not be silenced. Kovoid zebechinas begodim. We've learned many times that a person's respectability is reflected in his clothing. When a person's clothing is filthy, dirty, or torn, then the person is not being the opposite of respect. And the purity of the clothing, that represents the kovoid of the person. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan korile lamani mechabdusa. Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing his honor, his respect. Shenislabdin, meaning that when the clothing have been whitened and laundered, mibechinas madua edam lovushecha, it's not, from why is your clothing red? Mibechinas dam nida, when the clothing has been cleansed from the dam nida. Ve'oz ve'loyidoim. And then the word yidoim is miloshin dam also. Then there's no blood. When there's no blood, then there's no silence. Ki nimshach lavnunis bahadamim, because through tikkun habris, we've been able to draw whiteness to replace the redness. Mibchinas v'noizlim in levonoim, the flowing from Lebanon, from that whiteness, that libuna demoicha. V'oz hadibur mutar, then the speech is permissible. Bebechinas psach picha, open your mouth. Like we say, lemani zamercha, sing. When can a person sing? When there's veloyidoim, when they've perfected the dam, they've eliminated the dam nida. And this is also tied into the tikkun akloli, which is the 10 chapters of Tehillim, the song of Dovid HaMelech, that the tikkun for pigam habris is these 10 types of song, which represent the highest element of tikkun habris and shmiras habris.
Don't mind, we have a question.
Please.
Reference of talking, not talking, talking.
The answer is, number one, especially, what it refers to most is speaking secrets of Torah. We're going to see this later. The highest level of speech is Torah, and within Torah, the highest level is secrets of Torah. And it's brought that when a person reveals these secrets to one who's not deserving, one who's worthy of him, it's called pigam habris. It's like wasting seed. It's like planting seeds in a place that you're not supposed to. You follow that kind of concept? So here again, he's emphasizing that in order for a person to be qualified, really qualified, to be the speaker, it's dependent on the tikkun habris. That's one of the main things. The Yesoid and the Malchus. And that's why we talk about Tzadikim, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Tzadikim in Klal Yisrael, the definition of Tzadik and the definition of Seichel Digdusha, Moichin, is dependent on and defined by Tikkun HaBris. Okay. Happy Purim. Shbizecha to the Simcha. On Purim, we drink wine, which is redness, and the redness goes up to the brain. We hope that if a person drinks for the mitzvah, for the sake of Kedusha, the redness becomes whiteness. He can speak. It says, Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soid. The wine goes in and secrets, you know, holy secrets come out. We should be zeicha to that kind of drinking, Mr. Shem.
The Rebbe doesn't promote white wine.
All the best. Chaim, regarding your question, from last week, Chaim Blum, about the Lamalim and Azman. Sometimes we refer to Shabbos as Lamalim and Azman. When we talk about the 6 days of the week versus Shabbos, then the 6 days of the week are referred to as Zman. Shabbos is called Lamalim and Azman. However, when we speak about the physical world, this world, compared to Olam Haba, the 7 days of the week are called Zman, and Olam Haba, the eighth day, is called Lamalim and Azman. Both are true. You follow? It's relative to what we're referring to. Yom Kippur is called Lamalim and Azman. Yom Kippur is the eighth day when we're like angels. We don't eat, we don't drink. All the best.